be yourself. No matter what anyone says, no matter what they try to tell you, be you. Do you and go hard. And don't ever, ever stop. Because you are awesome.
Yes, yes, you are awesome. We are awesome. I am awesome. Life is awesome. Let's keep it awesome. Let's keep it 100. Despite of this unfortunate pandemic that is still ongoing, everyone have their own reason to believe of what happened and why it's still going on. Whatever. Let's drop all that, right? Let's drop all that and tune in. Tune in to this topic I'm going to talk about. Because here on UVP, I want to make everyone feel welcome. I want everyone to feel the bias, to be in the bias point of any situation. So you can feel less weight. You find the middle ground and then you understand things from all sides. What I want to talk about is distancing yourself is okay. Distancing yourself is okay. You don't have to feel pressured to do anything, be anywhere. You can say no, and that's okay. If a friend or a family member calls you up and say, hey, let's hang out, you can respectfully tell them, I missed you so much. I can't wait for us to see each other again. But at this time, I don't feel safe enough to go out yet. And if I caught anything, I want to spread it to you. Because if you put it that way, then they can feel, oh, yes, you know, thank you for being careful for you and me at the same time. That's what I love about you. You know, that kind of idea would kind of settle the awkwardness down. If you can do that, then everything would be okay. And if your friend or family member is having a hard time respecting your choice, respecting your decision and how you present it to them, that is fine too. Don't get mad at them. Don't spread the bad vibe. Just let them be. Let them soak it in. It's because they're so used to what they had before, when they were able to see you, when they were able to have fun with you, you know, rubbing off the good vibe off you, to having nothing from you. It's understandable. It's a bit strange, you know. It's almost like, oh, you don't want to see me. And believe it or not, people out there still don't see the pandemic as a big deal, you know. And I'm going to say that's fine to me, because everyone sees things differently. Everyone perceives things differently. One person can do a lot of research and they get a lot of information ahead, and another person can just hear things from through the grapevines, and they hear things differently. That's why it's okay for your friend or family to not respect your choice. Believe me, they will come back around, because eventually they will say, you know what? I miss him. I miss her. I'm gonna call. Right? We can still call each other. We can still text each other. Say, hey, I miss you. I love you. Can't wait to see you again. Send each other's pictures. So we can still call each other. We can still FaceTime, video chat, you know. And when this whole thing blows over, whenever that is, when this whole thing blows over, when we get to be in each other's presence, imagine how good that will feel. Able to hug each other. you know, see each other's changes, and being able to recollect old memories and have a good time, good laugh, you know, all the good jazz. Don't feel bad to say no. Distancing yourself to be safe, to make sure your friends and family are safe as well. And in the next segment, I will give you another reason why it's good to take some time off for yourself. Be right back. Welcome back. So it's okay to say no to friends and family. It's all right to want to be safe so you can protect yourself and the people that you love or love being around with. Another good reason to say no is you get to take this time that you have to yourself now to do things for you, to do things that you've been wanting to do. Maybe you want to start doing yoga, learn how to meditate, read a few books, you know, go take walks more often. Sometimes we tend to want to call friends to go out on Friday night. Now, instead of calling friends, you're saying, you know what, I'm just going to go take a walk, all right? You're replacing those old habits with new ones. And what better way than to create new habits for yourself? Using yourself to create new habits for yourself. Being alone is not easy at first. And the reason why is because you're so used to being around people. And that's a good thing, to be around people, because you realize that you have the ability to connect, to sense these positive, good vibes from other people. Now, you get to feel your own vibe, to feel your own positive vibe. When you're with other people, you talk, you connect, your senses are combined to, you know, to hear things a certain way, to perceive things a certain way. Now that you're on your own, you get to test that on yourself. And it may not be easy in the first place, like I said, because you're so used to being around other people. But now, it will get better. I promise you that it will get better, because self-discovery is a gift of a lifetime. Taking the time to realize what you can do on your own for yourself is the best investment ever. Give it a try. The next day when you wake up, when it's time for you to have time to yourself, do something different. Do the things that you've been wanting to do. Or if you don't have a clue, just pick something, anything. Now is the time for you to try things and see what you like and what you don't like. And it's going to be awesome. Because you are awesome. And it stays that way. Until the next episode, you guys have a great day and remain awesome. Love you guys. Bye. The good time doesn't end there. Make sure to keep your mind sharp with UVP miniseries Minutes to Win It. Remember, it only takes a couple minutes out of your time to win the entire day. As always, thank you for tuning in. I truly, truly appreciate our time together. Thank you so much.